Healthcare is the largest employer on the peninsula. So if you're a young person, a junior over at Kenai Central High School, and you're looking at a pathway in education that would lead you to a very profitable career, it stands to reason that the largest amount of students came over to Central Peninsula Hospital. And we're talking with one of them right now, Azalyn Hall. And Azalyn, what are you looking for in the future as far as a career?
So for a career, I'm particularly interested in the child healthcare community and particularly delivery and the OB ward.
Now, you're visiting here as a shadow at the hospital. Have you been to the facility before?
Yes, I have. My mom has had a couple checkups for my younger siblings here, so I'm pretty familiar with the facilities.
And what is your impression of having this hospital in our local community?
This is a wonderful hospital with so many opportunities for careers, and it's, like you said, the biggest employer on the peninsula, so I think it's very beneficial.
With all the pathways and with all the opportunities in healthcare, other than just being a doctor or a nurse, which one do you think that you'll pursue?
I'll probably be a delivery nurse.
And you were just in the delivery room with a brand new baby. Isn't that amazing?
It really is. They're beautiful.
And are you thinking of being a doctor or what type of profession would you pursue?
I'm particularly interested in being a midwife, so I would assist in the delivery.
You're going to be at the exciting part to watch that miracle happen. Now, over here with the shadows, and you said 18 or 19 is Janice, and Janice, you're a nursing administrator here. And tell me about the pathways. These students, obviously, as they come here, are having their vision expanded on all of the different pathways that they could pursue in healthcare.
Yeah, Central Peninsula Hospital has quite a few avenues for students to take straight out of the high school level. We have the associate degree program, nursing program here, in where the students are able to take their prerequisites here at KPC, and then they come over to our hospital and do their clinical time here in the ICU on med-surg, mental health, throughout the whole healthcare spectrum. We also have a radiology tech program here, again, very similar to the nursing program, except for when they finish their prerequisites at UAA, KPC, they come in and they work in our radiology department and become radiology techs. And that in turn allows them to move forward if they choose to go on to work as a MRI tech or a CAT scan tech. They can also venture into nuclear medication, nuclear med. They'd have to take a few more classes for that, but they do have the avenue here to do the radiology tech. We also have a wonderful CNA program that only requires the students to have their high school diploma or their GED, be 18 years old, and that is totally on-the-job training. They come in right out of high school. They are hired by the hospital. They do their courses here, and then they go right onto the floor and work as a CNA. A lot of our students then and continue on with their classes and move on into the radiology department or into the nursing department. The other great thing here is we have the ability for students to come in at the entry level and learn how to do EKGs and how to do EEGs through our cardiopulmonary department. So there are a lot of different avenues that our hospital has that will allow students to come in at the entry level. There's also nutrition, dietary, there's materials management. Our lab, our outpatient lab, this is Logan right here that just passed by, our lab department takes high school students in and teaches them on-the-job phlebotomy, so they're able to go into the patient rooms and draw labs. And that also, they can become certified through that program, and that will allow them to learn, even transfer down into micro lab. And so there is a ton of opportunity in our own community for these students to stay local.
Wow. I want to go back to school. Janice, if I was a junior like these shadows and I was pursuing something like maybe midwifery or one of the myriad of things that you just explained to me, what should I focus on when I go back to school? I still have another year in senior, but I want to prep for healthcare. What are the important courses that I should concentrate and be sure I'm turning in my homework on time?
Chemistry is an absolute must. Almost every associate degree program requires high school chemistry. So take your chemistry, your biologies, your math classes, algebra. Don't necessarily need to have physics and all of that unless you're going into your bachelor and your master's degree program, but basic algebra, chemistry, and biologies. Those are the main ones.
And the rewards for this type of a career, I mean, Aslan is pretty obvious. You get to deliver babies. You get to be in that miracle zone for the rest of your life as a profession. But some of these other careers, what are the rewards other than just monetary and having a solid job?
Well, you know, with any job in healthcare, you are working directly with the public. So you have a great opportunity to show compassion along with your professionalism. You are representing your community. It's a great way to reach out, to teach, and to just honor human beings.
Sounds good to me. Aslan, do you think you'll come back and be working here at CPH someday?
I definitely will look into it. It's something I have a lot of interest in, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for being a job shadow and choosing our Central Peninsula Hospital. Merle Sikorski over at CPH, returning you to that futuristic sound of KSRM.